Chazar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. It's almost chazar, and we said that instead of having three, you have to have two. So Akti Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Tarfin. Halacha is a Kerb Tarfin, they have to have one that's not Katum. Va'azdar Shmuel Atameh, and Shmuel goes L'shitasai. The Amar Lahu Shmuel Lahanu Demizavni Asa. That Shmuel said, Lahanu, to those Demizavni Asa that sold Hadassim, he said the following, Ashvu equalize, meaning make the price equal, Vizvinu and sell, meaning don't hike up the prices, Ve'iloi, and if not, and if you start hiking up the prices, Darishna Lahu, I'm going to start darshaning for you, meaning for the public, Kirabi Tarfin like Reb Tarfin. That one is sufficient. My timer. Why is this true? Why is this? What's the raya? Why would he say that Reb Tarfin? Elim Mishum de Makil. If you're going to tell me that because he was Makil and he was lenient, Velidu Shalhu Kirbe Akiva, de Makil Tvei. So if that was the pshat, let him go, let him darshan like Reb Akiva, who said one. And another, because Rabbi Shmuel said three, two katum. Rabbi
Shmuel.
I'm sorry, 1 second. Did I say it 1 second? I said it wrong then. If Tarfin says it's kosher, even all three of them, or if Tarfin said three of them, I said it wrong then. Chazar Bey, Reb Tarfin. Rashi says, Chazar Rabbi Shmuel. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm getting confused. I'm sorry. That was Rabbi Shmuel. Again, right. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Who's the name of Shmuel? Halachik Rav Tarfin. The halachik Rav Tarfin. That three. You need to have three, but they could all three be cut. Va'az the Shmuel otamein. Shmuel goes l'shitas. Amar lo Shmuel lahanu demizav ni'asa. Shmuel said to those who sold hadasim, Ashvu v'zvinu. Equal your prices, meaning don't hike up the prices and sell. V'zvinu means and sell. V'iloy, and if not, darishna l'chu. I'm going to darshan for you, Kerb Tarfin. I'm going to paskin in the shtot, that loch is like a tarfin, that you take three that are cut on top. My timer, why? Elay mishum de makel. Elay mishum de makel. 1 second. If it's because it's hadar. Elay mishum de makel. If you tell me that the reason why his threat was because the tarfin is makel. V'lidrash lahu kirbi akiva. Let him darshan and say that loch is like kirbi akiva, the makel tfei. Who's even more makel says all you need is one. Yeah, that one has to be not cut on top. But Rabbi Shmuel says you have to have three.
No,
Rabbi Tarfin says, "Think you have to have three. So Elamai, the reason why he said, if not, I'm going to pass on like Rabbi Tarfin, was not because Rabbi Tarfin was Makel. It was because the halacha is like Taka like Rabbi Tarfin, that ketuvim are fine. Again, he's coming to threaten them. He says, if you don't make it normal prices, I'm going to darshan that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfin. Everyone used to get three hadasim that were not katum on top, that were whole. Okay, and they were very expensive, right? It was a nice thing to do because of Hadar. But he said, if you don't keep the prices down, I'm going to darshan that you have to have like Rav Tarfin. I'm going to Tarfin get three that are cut. Now, so how am I going to prove to you from there that he holds that the halacha is like Rav Tarfin?
Because
if he was coming to threaten to tell I'm going to go to the most cool of the Kashita. But why didn't he go even more kala? Like Rabbi Akiva, who says all you have to have is one.
I don't understand how that's an answer to that. I don't understand the question.
You're asking how in the world did he change the halacha?
No. The reason everyone used to do three because that was a nice thing to do. He wasn't going to say.
And he's coming in and saying,
if you don't, I'm going to tell them really what the halacha is. That halacha is going
to
be cut.
They don't need to do that much.
Right.
They can just do three cut.
Right.
And then what's
so now, if his threat was, I'm going to choose the most lenient shita.
But that's what he's saying.
Right, but that's what we're trying to prove.
If you're going to ask the question, why is he going like Rav Tarfin? Why
does Tarfin Rav Tarfin?
Are you going to tell me it's because that's the most? Because
he actually believes Rav Tarfin.
How are we proving that?
Right, because of Rav Akiva.
Because if he was trying to choose the most lenient shita to use as a threat, he would have chosen Rav Akiva, who said all you need is one. The fact that he chose Rav Tarfin as the opinion to show the threat, vice versa, that's what halacha is.
So he has to stop it like on the way down to the most megal.
Right. Because halacha is not like a megiva. Answers the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Because talasa ktume shchichi, three that are cut up on top, shchichi, that's commonly found. Chad, one, v'loy katuv, that's not katuv, meaning like Rabbi Akiva, loy shchiach, that's not shchiach. So perhaps the reason why he chose Rabbi Tarfin was not because he held like Rabbi Tarfin, but rather because it was the most lenient opinion that would get them to.
One that's not katuv is more common, then how can anyone ever find three that were not katuv?
I guess it doesn't mean.